Now, if you mention boxing anywhere in East Cork, the first name that jumps to your mind is Welsh's of Shanagarry. And of course, the man behind it all, of course, was the legendary Morris Pip Welsh. Delighted to say that there's a plaque in his honour being unveiled next Saturday. And here to tell us all about it is Mick O'Brien, the president of the County Boxing Board there. Mick, you're very, very welcome to the programme and thanks for taking the call.
Thank you very much, Noel, and good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners in East Cork.
Mick, first of all, I suppose, the legendary Morris Pip Welsh. What a man, and indeed, what a legend, and what a life he had, and what a career he had, ever before he came to Shanagarry.
Absolutely fantastic, Noel. He was a native of Providence in Rhode Island. He was a professional American footballer with the Steamrollers, who were an affiliate of the famous New York Giants. And he came eventually to Ireland. Initially, he was known when he came to East Cork as the Yank. It's a title he eventually wanted to discard, funnily enough, because he said he was around long enough and longer than a head of a lot more local fellas than he called
yes,
the Yank.
Yes, yes.
But having said that, my God, did he make some contribution to the sport of boxing, of which, Noel, he knew absolutely nothing at all.
Go away. He knew nothing about boxing.
He knew nothing about boxing. He was a super fit. He was a fanatic for fitness. He aspired to excellence at all times. And he got involved locally. He had a pub in the area in Shanagarry, and he got involved locally with Father Bertie Troy and the local Russell Rovers GAA club, training the boys up the field.
How did a Yank, so to speak, that had very little connection with Ireland, I suppose, how did he rise to fame? Of course, as you said there, he was involved in American football, but he got a bit disillusioned with it because there was drug taking and everything else by opposing teams, and he didn't want to have anything to do with that.
No, because he saw sport in purely almost from an amateur ethos.
Mm.
And he saw that success could be only achieved through, the various principles that he always believed in. And his principles of success in sport were to prepare, to focus, and to persevere. And when he saw that was being diluted through that type of activity, he completely turned his back on that situation.
Yes. Yeah, and how did he come to Ireland at all? What was his connection with Ireland?
Well, his connection with Ireland was he decided to come to Ireland, I suppose, and settled because he had connections there originally.
Oh, had he?
And when he travelled and when he settled, he married Margaret locally in Shanagarry, and they reared the family, and they settled locally. And Morris had a great ability to communicate.
Yes.
I suppose his three greatest attributes were he had the humility to listen, the capacity to learn, and he had a generosity of spirit to impart his knowledge to all.
Ah, well said. Well said. That sums up. No. I met the gentleman a couple of times, actually, because we've done a couple of programmes down through the years in Welsh's in Shanagarry, and I had occasion to meet the great Morris Pip Welsh. But indeed, I think your comments there really summed it up. But he got involved then with Russell Rovers, didn't he?
He did, Noel. He got involved with Russell Rovers and he had them at the peak of fitness and they were very successful.
And before that, they didn't win it. They were only in the sideline. They were very poor, but he really brought them into fruition, didn't he?
Well, he did. You see, what they were basically was they were a junior B team. And in GAA parlance, junior B is lads that assemble just for the fun and the sport of it. And they have a few points on the Saturday night and they go out on the Sunday and they play their game. And Morris couldn't buy into that type of situation at all. He believed that if you were going out to represent your club, the first thing you looked at was the colour of the jersey. What did it mean to you? And then what were you prepared to do for the jersey? And if you weren't prepared to give it 100%, then stay in the pub on Saturday night and go back there on Sunday morning.
Mm, mm, mm,
so he got that belief into the lads, and the lads didn't believe in themselves, and the rest is history, because they even to this day, from the roots that he laid all those years ago, Russell Rovers are competing at the highest levels at all times in the last 30 years.
Yeah, and I seem to remember he's saying one time in a previous interview, I think, with us, that he knew absolutely nothing about boxing.
That's correct.
Yeah, he knew nothing about it.
He knew absolutely nothing about it. But what happened, Noel, was there was a club formed around 1984, St. Coleman's, and it was set up by Father Bertie Troy,
yes,
who was very involved with the GAA and with Cork senior hurling teams. And he saw what Morris was doing below in the field in terms of fitness, and he mentally linked the fitness levels that Morris was aspiring to below in the field. And if he brought those into the gym in boxing, then he felt Morris could be a great assistant to the setting up of the new club. And Morris came and got involved. And when Morris got involved, his family got involved.
Yes.
And his three sons, Billy, Kevin and Pa, got involved immediately, and they ended up with 22 All-Ireland titles.
My goodness.
Which was absolutely massive.
Well, I do remember that Kevin himself, I think, he won a middleweight semi-final back there in January 2000, I think, didn't he?
He did indeed, yeah. And if you were to go 2 years on from that, then the last senior title to go to, the last elite, what they call elite today, was won in 2002 by Dr. Aina Falvey, who was a very prominent physician in the sports world today with Irish rugby teams and everything. And he learned a lot of what he knows today from Morris, you know, in that little gym in Shanagarry. And he was delighted to represent the club in the National Stadium and come to Cork and come to St. Coleman's and have an All-Ireland title under Morris's guidance.
My goodness. Because I know anywhere around East Cork, West Waterford, anywhere around the south of Ireland, the minute you mention boxing, you think of Shanagarry, you think of the Welshes, you think of St. Coleman's. You know, like, that's it's right. Steeped in fairness, it's steeped in boxing. And, like, you know, I know that boxing, I suppose, in previous years, got a very negative response. But what it does, we say, for young girls and boys coming up through the ranks there, gives them a great sense, I suppose, of achievement, a great sense of purpose in their life, doesn't it?
It certainly does. But boxing must be done from a proper... And as president of the board, I always insist on, where clubs are concerned, you must have a proper committee structure in your club.
Yes.
You must have discipline, and you must have people adhere to the rules and the principles of the sport.
Mm.
And if you lose along those lines, you're gone. And Morris had that in abundance. He had the ability to administer discipline from time to time. And that discipline subsequently turned into respect, and that respect eventually ended up as success.
Yes.
So one link followed the other like steps of a ladder. And that's where Morris came. And in 1985, just a couple of months after they founded, it was a famous year, Noel, in Cork. 1985, Cork City celebrated the Cork 800. And the Cork 800 came from the granting of a charter from Prince Charles to the city of Cork in 1185, and they celebrated it 800 years later.
Yes.
Now, City Hall in Cork seen this as an opportunity to improve tourism in the city and to improve business and to improve various things that they set up through the Chamber of Commerce during the year. And it was a big novel event. And the local Cork County Board at the time, my predecessors, asked Dublin, would they hold the Juvenile Championships in City Hall in Cork to mark the occasion? And they agreed.
Hmm.
And Morris, through Billy Walsh, won, and Shanagarry won their first All-Ireland title in 1985 in the City Hall in Cork. And after that, they blazed a trail.
Yeah. It just goes to show, in fairness, it just goes to show, Mick, there, that we say, from a chap, from a complete, for want of a better outsider, that came in, was humble enough, I suppose, to get young lads in Indy to start from the grassroots there and built up the club to the huge success it is today. Like, there is absolute great credit due to the man. And I'm absolutely delighted and thrilled that ye in Cork are honouring that man.
That's right, Noel, and I'm delighted the way you said it there, because in fairness to Morris, Morris came from a base code of minus, and he became an ambassador for the sport, and he became a friend to many, and he became a man who was always available to listen, and a man who would advise people and point them in the right direction. And in that sense, he would admit himself that he received all that kindness and that understanding from people like Albie Murphy, who was a great coach here in Cork for many years, and Albie coached the great Sunnyside boxers, the Joyces, and Michael Roach, and Paul Buttermer, and all these guys, and they were Olympians as well. And 4 years ago, on the 27th of May 2017, Morris had the honour of unveiling a plaque to Albie inside in Bishop Bruceley Park. So Morrison bailed that kite 4.5 years ago to Albie Murphy's great friend. And next Saturday morning, another great friend of Morris is unveiling the plaque next Saturday morning, Dan O'Connell.
Ah, so yes, Dan, yeah.
Sponsoring. Dan is well known for many, many years.
Very well known,
Very well known. In addition to the fact that he's internationally known, and Dan was involved at Cork County Board level, at Munster level, and international ambassador as a referee and judge. He was also the man who was directly responsible for bringing Zara and Tia, Ireland's most successful coach, the current coach with the Irish team, who brought 18 Olympic medals to this country, and 9 of them through Zara and Tia, Ireland's total. Dan was the man that was responsible for that. So it is very fitting that next Saturday morning, that Dan, who was also a member of the St. Coleman's Club for 20 years, should unveil this plaque.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just before we talk about the plaque there, I want to get a clarification on a story I heard. I don't know if it's true or not, to tell you the truth. Mm. But we mentioned there earlier on about Morris Welsh not knowing anything at all about boxing until a chap called Floyd Patterson. Of course, we all know Floyd Patterson. That he was the one-time heavyweight championship. He was in Ireland and he happened to be down around Shanagarry and dropped into Welsh's bar.
That's right. No,
is that story true, is it? Yeah.
It's true insofar as Floyd Patterson was in Cork and he was with Morris Welsh. Now, you can add as many legs to it as you want at this stage.
Yes,
and
yes.
And there are people in Cork to this day, like Tom Keller, one of the great coaches currently and out with the Glen and Dale in Long Longton. Tommy is still annoyed with Morris to this day because he didn't introduce him to Floyd Patterson.
But he
did bring him around and he did. Floyd Patterson had a great time for Morris, but so had so many other people down through the years.
Yes.
There was another occasion where famous American boxers came into the city and they all looked for Morris down through the years.
My God.
So, yes, Floyd Patterson, the man with the glass jaws, they called him, arrive in Shanagarry and did talk to Morris. But Morris was brought to boxing by Father Bertie Troy.
The great assistant
to Morris at the time was a guy called John Hartness.
Yes.
And a couple of years later, a man who has been secretary to the club and has done outstanding work over the years is Pat O'Brien, who's been a great support to the St. Coleman's Club down through the years.
Ah, yes. Just returning to the plaque now, this plaque, where will this plaque be unveiled at all? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, indeed. The plaque is unveiled inside in the Bishop Lucy Park, which is inside the centre of Cork City on the Grand Parade.
Yes.
And many years ago, in 1868, there was a guy called Jack McConnell, born in a little house, which is now Bishop Lucy Park. And that man went on to become the world lightweight champion in 1888.
My goodness.
And there was a plaque put up to him many years ago in the park. It was put up in 1988. And following on from that, a couple of years later, somebody got the idea that it would be great to have these plaques put up on the wall to honour all these great men down through the years.
Of course.
Who have contributed to boxing in Cork. And the park started to build, and now what's on the wall is a whole series of plaques.
Lovely.
And it's known as the Cork Boxing Wall.
Lovely.
So it's inside Bishop Lucy Park.
You
come in from the Grand Parade, and it's down along the left-hand side wall. It'll be there for everybody to see. And next week, anybody that ever knew Morris Welsh from East Cork is more than welcome to join us at 11 o'clock for the unveiling of this plaque to the legendary Morris Welsh.
Wonderful. And we're certainly looking forward to that. And boo the bus to the Cork Boxing Board for coming up with that, because it's a fitting tribute to a man that gave so much, gave his whole life basically to, we'll say, the enhancement and the furtherance of young lads and lassies.
Absolutely, you're correct there, Noel. He did all that, and in actual fact, to be fair to him, down through the years, he was a man who was very modest in his approach to people, and he had a wonderful, wonderful way that time was made and was made for everybody, and he gave that facility to everybody that he would listen to what they had to say. But he was very, very quick to impart his point of view as well. And if anybody, there was one particular young lad one time above in the National Stadium. He was a very young guy. I know Morris, he was out of the blue. He referred to Morris as the Yank. And Morris said to him, "Young man, what did you call me?" He said, "Yank." He said, "Who's the Yank?" He said, "You." "No, no," he said, "I'm not the Yank," he said. He said, "It's like this." He said, "What age are you?" And the guy said, "I'm 23. Well, he said, you're 23 now. He said, I've been around this country, he said, twice as long as you've been on this earth, he said. And if you call me a Yank after all those years, he said, some of us is getting it wrong. But if you're looking for a Yank, he said, I suggest you go to the airport. They're coming in and they're going out all day long. And your man got the message, Noel. No,
lovely, I like it. He got put in his place. But really, I suppose, you know, I suppose from the boxing point of view, we really stand on the shoulders of these giants that have went before us. And indeed, we certainly mourn his passing, you know. And indeed, I suppose, the boxing fraternity of East Cork and all the poorer, I suppose, for his passing. But it's a wonderful idea, and indeed it's great that these people like have been remembered, and indeed Bula Bus to yourself and indeed the County Boxing Board there for the unveiling of this. Now I do understand that you mentioned actually that the unveiling was in Bishop Lucy Park.
Bishop Lucy Park at 11 a.m. next Saturday morning, 2nd of October. That's right.
At 11, and who will it be? And of course, to be unveiled by the former president of the Cork Board, Dan O'Connell.
Dan O'Connell will be unveiling next Saturday morning, and there'll be the usual people there. The Lord Mayor will be there, and there'll be pipers there and things like that. And we're expecting the clubs to be there representing. There'll be a number of young boxers from every club there as a tribute to Morris on the day, wearing their club tracksuits to salute and to acknowledge the contribution that the Walsh family have made to boxing. Because even down to Dan's, or down to Morris's wife, Margaret, she's been absolutely brilliant down through the years. She's been a great bedrock for Morris, and all her three sons have been outstanding ambassadors. And there was a fantastic photograph taken 4 years ago when Morris unveiled that plaque in the park to Albie Murphy, of the whole family standing together in front of the boxing wall. It has been produced many times in the Evening Echo and the Cork Examiner, and it's an absolute, it's a beauty.
That's the plaque you're talking about, though, that was unveiled in Shanagalli itself, in the park. I think it was unveiled.
No, I'm not talking about I'm talking about one that he unveiled. Yes. But there was another one in Shanagalli, you're quite correct. And there's a bench there as well.
Honouring the memory of Morris, the legendary Morris Pip Welsh. Listen, Mick, I am delighted actually that you came on. Time and tide is against us, unfortunately, but I'm delighted that you came on. And indeed, it's very, very fitting, I suppose, indeed, that we talk about a man that he gave so much, I suppose, to boxing, and indeed so much to, as I say, the welfare of young kids and men and boys coming up through the ranks.
And correct, Noel, and like in a sentence, what I would say of Morris Walsh as we close this interview is, he was a leader to many and an example to all.
Well said. Well said. Mick, I'm delighted. Mick, thanks very much for coming on. And as I said there, don't forget again, folks, if you're up along Bishop Lucy Park there at 11 o'clock next Saturday morning there, up at the Bishop Lucy Park there, unveiling on the boxing wall there will be a wonderful plaque there to the legendary Morris Pip Welsh. A very, very fitting tribute indeed. Mick, again, thanks for taking the time out to talk to me this morning.
And thank you, Noel.
Not at all. Sorry, thank you. There you are. There's Mick O'Brien. And of course, Mick is the president of the County Boxing Board there. And indeed, talking about the tribute there to the late Morris Pip Welsh there. That, as you said, done so much, I suppose, there. And indeed, talking to Morris Welsh, I suppose, a long, long time ago there, going back through the years there, below in Welsh's pub, I think Mick Sheehan talked to him. I talked to him. A couple of people talked to him down through the years then. But what a very, very humble man there. And indeed, as I said there, man, they give so much, I suppose, so much to Shanagarry and indeed St. Coleman's Boxing Club and indeed to the area around there. We salute him this morning, and indeed we're delighted to say that there's a plaque in honour of his name.